Hello.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Hi, is this Billy?
Yep.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
What card is it?
It is a MasterCard ending in 1026.
Right. Yeah, I probably didn't put the money on there yet. But I had a couple of questions. What's the hosting package?
So if you did the hosting, it would cancel everything that we're doing and just keep the website. So the value to what we do, obviously, is the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, all the directories, the mobile optimization, you know, meaning that you're found from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So sometimes there's a company that's, you know, been in business for 30 years, and they want to scale back and kind of go into retirement mode. So they don't want a whole lot of new clients, but they just do want to keep their site up. So usually that's what the $49 monthly hosting is for, just to keep a website active. But, you know, a site in and of itself will never bring you clients, right? So the value to what we do is, you know, getting that site front and center and making sure that people are finding you.
Right. It kind of seems like it's in hoster mode now. I don't think I've had one call since I've had you guys put a site up. Maybe I think I called myself just to see what it sounded like. Other than that, it's just been like scam or spam, whatever guy calls. You know what I mean?
So you've been with us for 6 weeks. However, in the terms and conditions, we disclose that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. So what happened at the 30-day mark is your account went into suspension because the payment started, you know, not going through. And so that's affecting your placement right now, because had that not happened, you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you tons of work. But what happens is Google changes their algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that's updating your information and refreshing your data. And that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. But today is what, the 26th? You haven't had any updates on your account since January 10th, because that's when your payment started glitching.
Okay. I would like to see if that worked or not. I lost a little bit of faith, to tell you the truth, but you explained it a little better that, right there. But is there any way, it's a bad time of year for asphalt and stuff. I understand that, but gravel and stuff, I'm still, you know, I do some work in the winter. But can you guys keep it up until, like, next month, and I just pay for the 2 months, or could you do something like that?
So, I can, if you like.
If a job came in or two, you know, if it pays for itself, I'd be more than happy to, you know, even to pay you in advance or anything like that.
Right. I understand. Yeah, that's why you signed up in the first place, you know, and our objective is never for someone to spend $299 a month with us and then just break even, because although that's nice, that's also not a smart business decision, right? So our goal is to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, which you're right getting to that point, because you're going into your second month. I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition. Now, a fresh lead came in from your site yesterday. I don't know if you got that, but if not, I'll copy and paste it and put it into an email for you. It was from Debbie Hedrick at 114 South Park Avenue.
Say what town?
It says we're located off 148 in Marion.
Okay.
So this is what she wrote on the lead form. She put, my neighbor and I both need rock for driveways. We need someone who will deliver and spread it and level out low spots where water line was put in. Would like you to come out, look at it first, and provide an estimate. So she put her number. So what that is on your site, you have a contact form. So most people, they're going to call you, you know, directly, or they'll go to your site for immediate contact. But every now and then, there's going to be someone that they can't call you right that moment because perhaps they're with their family or they're at work. So if they fill out the contact form on your site, you get a notification that there's a lead coming through. So that will come to you in the form of a text message. I think the reason you didn't get this one is just because the account's in suspension, but you will get those once we get the payment up to speed. So here's one thing I can do for you, Billy. Your billing is on the 10th. So even if I got the past due amount, you would be billed again on February 10th. And I don't want you to have two payments so close together. So I could collect the past due payment, and then I can push your next billing out for 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full all the way till February 26th. And that's going to give you plenty of time to, you know, see your business on the first page, get your phone ringing, and that way you'll see the full potential of what this will do for your business. And then keep in mind, come February 26th, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if you decide for some reason at that point that you don't want to continue, just call us before that and we can cancel it out and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way at least you'll get, you know, more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what to do. It's a bad time in the winter.
If you do nothing, what will happen is it'll be past due for 598 on February 10th. So according to the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So, you know, right now you're only past due for the 1 month, but come February 10th, it would be a second month. So, but let me ask you, because you said that you're slow in the winter. So if it's more coming down to dollars and cents and funds being a little tight right now, I can give you a couple of more affordable options, Billy. Number one, I can put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly, okay? And that would be for the same package that you have now. So that would at least save you $50 off that past due balance. Of the $249, $100 goes to Google Ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove the Google Ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. So with that $149 package, you'd still be on the first page of Google locally. You'd still be on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. You stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones and the tablets and the voice-activated devices. Now, a lot of people will go to that package if they hit a tight spot because you could always call back and put those ads on later. So let's say, you know, a couple months from now you get back into your busy season, you could call us then and, you know, put the ads on if you wanted to.
Could you just like freeze my account for a month or so until the weather gets better? and where I start paving, actually, then I could pay you and get it going again.
I can freeze your account once it's paid, but I can't freeze your account with a past due balance. So that's what I was saying. You can do a seasonal hold up to 90 days if you want. So you could, you know, take care of the past due amount, and then we could pause the billing for February, March, and April, and you would reinstate in May. Or, like you say, if you only need a month or two, we could get it to reinstate sooner.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. What'd you say that lead was again? Let me go check with her.
I sent it in your email.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Asphalt needs at Yahoo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Then I'll probably just keep it going. If I don't, then I'll probably just pay you and freeze it.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, in the February, maybe middle of March or something.
Let me ask you, is most of your business from your local area, or do you kind of service farther out? Or
no, I service out. I thought she put it like a 30-mile radius on there, but
that's why I asked, because I'm showing that you're being found right now, not only in your local city, but also Mount Vernon and in Norris City. So if that's like a good radius, that 30 miles, and you want to keep with it, you might want to stick with leaving the ads on there and do the $249 package, because if you take the ads off, it's more tied into the, is it Belle River or Belle Rive address?
It's Belle Rive. Yeah,
Belle Rive, okay. No, I don't have the R. I thought there was a missing R just because it looks like it would, but it's Belle Rive. I have that. Okay. So Belle Rive is where your local optimization on Google is pinned to. So if most of your business is, you know, they're locally made. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could you change that town? I mean, Belle Rive is where I live, but it's you know, 500 people or something like that. Ain't nobody going to want nothing done there. But
so
if I move, like, the business to Mount Vernon, bigger town. I mean, you could change
the only way to do that is you have to have a physical address in Mount Vernon that Google could use to verify your business. So,
okay. Yeah, I have one. As long as I give you the address, you can make it all, you can change it, make it all say Mount Vernon.
We can, but it's going to set you back on your timeline. And here's why, is when you signed up with us, you already had a Google My Business and you added us as a manager to it, right? So we started optimizing it right away. But if you start a new Google My Business for Mount Vernon, we have to start at square one, where we create the Google My Business. We send you a new PIN verification code. That takes 5 to 10 business days. So you get back to that 30 to 45 day timeline. So what I would recommend is stay with the package the way it is now, and then we can still target the ads in that Mount Vernon area for you, because that way you'll get results quicker than if you, you know, kind of take a step back and start with a brand new address. Because what happened initially when you created your Google My Business for Belle Rive, you know, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. And that's how they solidify that, is by sending that PIN verification code, you know.
Right. Let's see. Well, yeah, it'll probably be better to stick it.
I think so. Yeah, I'd hate to, like, unravel everything that we did with this one and then start a new one, because that way you're not getting the most bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let me see if I can get this lead, maybe do a couple jobs, and I want to stick with you guys. I don't want to have to redo all this again, but we might go with the 250.
Yeah, I think that's a good option for you. Just to let you know, Billy, there is a orange banner at the top of your site right now that says the information here is no longer being updated, and that's just because we're having trouble with the payment. So it's kind of miraculous that that lady even filled out a lead, because a lot of people will see a site like this and think that you're out of business or something like that. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down within one business day. So I just want to give you, you know, that heads up just in case you see that. That's just related to the payment.
Okay. Let me, all right. Yeah, we don't want that up there. All right, let me run some errands. Give me a few days or so, and give me a call back, will you?
Yeah, of course. And if you want that orange banner down quicker, what we could do also is a split payment. We could do maybe $149, stick with that local optimization, and then within 2 weeks, if you want to put the ads back on there, we could do that extra $100, you know, 2 weeks out. That way it makes it a little bit more affordable for you rather than doing it all at once. So if that helps, you can always let me know and we'll do that. But either way, I'll follow up with you. Let's see, today's Wednesday. You want to say like maybe Friday or Monday?
Yeah, yeah, do Monday.
Monday.
And, yeah, I appreciate you being understanding.
Of course.
Rough time, winter time, you know, especially for
I know.
But,
yeah.
Like you said, if it pays for itself, I'd really, like, I'm on other websites that pay for themselves, and I don't really mind paying them. You know, it just comes out of a job, and pay them, and it's nothing out of pocket.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But
the, yeah, the, you'll the love this. Stuff. I mean, once it comes to the full potential, you'll be with us forever. You'll never cancel. I know you're going to be very profitable with it, but initially, yeah, it does take some time. If anybody ever called you and said, oh, we're going to put you on the first page of Google and it's going to happen right away, that's considered an unethical practice per Google. Your listing would get blackballed and you'd never get ranked. So it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. And like I said, good news is you're right at the cusp of where this is all going to start paying off for you.
All right. Well, it just sounds good. All right. Appreciate it. Call me back Monday. We'll figure something out.
You got it, Billy. Okay. Then in the meantime, have a nice rest of your week, okay?
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.